Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra, on this very glorious day that the Almighty God in heaven, Chukwukika Biafra Henine, has made, that we may gather to offer praise and worship unto His holy name. These days, broadcast is not going to be like any other. It is going to be exceptional and very special. Today, I believe, for the very first time on this noble platform, we are going to play songs and music. For the very first time, we are going to dedicate the entire schedule this evening to the ceaseless adoration of God Almighty in heaven, Elohim. Therefore, I welcome each and every one of you. For some, of course, I should say, understandable reasons, Facebook have decided to restrict my audience today. Basically, they have told me that I cannot worship God on their platform. This praise and worship session we scheduled for today, Facebook have said, because they are Satanists. They are children of darkness. They have decided in their own earthly wisdom that we shouldn't worship God on their platform. Therefore, I am asking everybody, those of you who are listening to me, to direct every soul to go to IPOB Community Radio, to also go onto Twitter at my official handle, at Mazin Namdekano on Twitter. I think we are streaming this live on Twitter, yes, we are. And also on University of Radio Biafra on Facebook. I don't know if they allow that one to work or not. University of Radio Biafra. Because even Facebook understands the spiritual significance and importance of what we are doing today. That after offering praise and adoration to the God Almighty in heaven, we are going to follow it up. I'm going to announce it when our 40 days and 40 nights of fasting is going to commence. They know that our freedom is at hand, and they're doing all they can to see if they can delay it. They cannot stop it, but they're trying to see what they can do to delay it. Therefore, I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. This is a live presentation. The time now is exactly 6:08 p.m. in the United Kingdom. 7:08 p.m. in the land of Biafra. I think it is 1:08 p.m. in the afternoon on the eastern seaboard of the United States of America. It is also 2 p.m. in which other island is? I think in the Caribbean. I think it is 2 p.m. over there as well, right across the face of this planet. People are listening to us. And that is why we are formidable. That is why we are the largest mass movement on the face of this very earth. But today, we are not going to preach. Today, we are not going to analyze. Today, we are not going to lecture. Today, we are going to praise the Almighty in heaven for what He has done in our lives and will continue to do in our lives. Therefore, I welcome each and every one of you, and as I do so, allow me to encourage you to welcome other people as well. Tell them where and how they can listen to us this very evening. Tell them where and how they can listen to us. The devil is wasting his time. The devil is wasting his time. My name is Namdekano. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB, all over this very planet Earth. I am the director of Radio Biafra and Biafra Television, and by virtue of the grace of God in heaven, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. This day we must also remember those who are languishing in jail, those who have lost their lives, those that we continue to mourn, and those for their sake that Biafra must be restored. We are going to pray, and then after that we shall go into songs of praise, of course, punctuated intermittently with some scriptural references. This evening is very, very special. I said I'm not going to dance until Biafra is restored, but this evening you will excuse me. I'm sure that people are not seeing me, you're only hearing my voice. But as we begin to sing praise and worship the Almighty, I am actually going to dance. So let me say that the next time you will see me, I will be dancing on the streets of Biafra land, because by then Biafra would have been restored. Because the Almighty is in charge of the affairs of men on this very earth, and the zoo is gone and nobody can save it. Therefore, we are going to pray. Onye nwanyị na Chineke na nke pụrụ ihe niile. Onye na-enweghị ihe ọbụla nke ya onwe ya kere bụ ihe ga-eji wee maa atụ sị n'ọbụ ya yiri ya. N'ihi na ị karịrị ihe asị n'ịbụ. Àkwa ndị nsọ nọ n'igwe wee na-ekpere gị ekpere wee na-abụ abụ ma onye aha nsọ gị. Àkwa ndị mmụọ ozi na-agba oche eze gị okirikiri mgbe niile eze ebube dị ngọzi. Àkwa ndị okenye oru abụọ na ana, àkwa ha na-atụ mkpọ ọla edo na ana. Àkwa ha niile sị n'ịdị nsọ Chineke nna. Àkwa ha sị n'ịdị nsọ onye nwe anyị. Àkwa ha sị n'ịdị nsọ naanị gị bụ ọkaka. Onye na-enweghị mmalite na ọgwụgwụ. Onye ọ bụ naanị ya bụ isi iyi nke ndụ. Onye ọ bụ naanị ya bụ onye kere ihe niile kere eke mana o nweghị ihe ọ bụla pụrụ ike ya. Onye nọ tupu mgbe wee malite. Onye ọ bụ naanị ya ka a na-echu ebighị ebi. Naanị gị bụ usi niile nke ndị agha. Ọ bụ naanị gị bụ Chineke nna. Ebughị mmadụ ebughị mmụọ mana ọ bụ Chineke nna ka ị bụ. Ụmụ gị gbakọrọ n'ụwa niile ezi ebube dị ngọzi. Wee na-enye aha nsọ gị otuto n'ụzọ pụrụ iche n'ụbọchị nke taa. Anyị na-aja gị mma, anyị na-akpụ isi ala nye gị. Anyị na-ebuli aha nsọ gị elu. Anyị na-asị na enweghị chọọchị ewezụga gị. Anyị na-asị na enweghị ihe ọzọ kwesịrị ịkpụ isi ala nye ma ọ bụghị naanị gị. Anyị wee na-ekwe ma na-ekwupụta na-ekwusi ike na anyị anaghị efe arụsị. Ọ bụ naanị gị bụ Chineke nna ka anyị na-erubere isi. Anyị wee na-abịa ịhụnanya gị na ebere gị ma mma gị. Ọmịiko niile bụ ụmụnna n'ụwa niile bụ ndị kụrụ n'ụbọchị nke taa ka wee jaa gị mma n'ụzọ pụrụ iche. Agbanyeghị atụmatụ ọjọọ niile nke ndị nro, agbanyeghị atụmatụ ọjọọ niile nke ọchịchịrị. Ụwa niile na-efe gị ofufe onye ọbụla Chineke nna. Nakwa ha niile sị na-ede mma ezi ebube, naghị eri nri na-ebe gị mmadụ. Ọ bụ na anụ otuto ka ị na-eri ezi ebube dị ngọzi. Lekwa ka isi wee chebe ọbụla anụ ufe nke igwe, nke na-enweghị ọkụ nke ọ na-aga, mana ọ bụ naanị gị na-enye ya nri. N'ihi igosipụta na onwe ihe ọbụla karịrị gị Chineke nna. Eze amaka anyị na-aja ya, jee kelee n'otuto na nsọpụrụ na mbuli elu ka anyị bịa n'iru gị n'ụbọchị nketa. Anyị wee na-asị na enweghị chi ọzọ ma ọ bụghị naanị gị. Ụmụ gị bụ ndị Biafra enweghị chi ọzọ ewezụga gị. Anyị nwere ike na-asị n'olu n'olu nna nke ebere dị ngọzi. A bịa n'okwukwe na okpukperechi nna nke ebere, enweghị ihe eji eji, onweghị ihe ọ bụla mmadụ dị ndụ pụrụ isi na ọ bụ ihe dị etu a ka eji amatụ wee tinye gị. Ịdị omimi wee karịa nghọta nke mmadụ dị ndụ. Ọ bụ naanị gị bụ ìhè. Elu ugwu bụ nke gị, ndịda bụ nke gị, aka nri bụ nke gị, aka ekpe bụ nke gị. Ọwụwa anyanwụ nke ọdịdị ya bụ nke gị. Oke osimiri na-erubere gị isi. Oke ifufe na-anaghị ntị n'olu. Ọ bụzi gịnị ka mmadụ dị ndụ bụ? Ọ bụ ya mere ihe niile nke anyị na-eme nna nke ebere dị ngọzi. Echiche anyị niile, ntụkwasị obi anyị niile, ebumnobi anyị niile, nzọpụta anyị niile, ebere niile bụ n'aka nke ọ na-ezi nna. N'ihi na ike niile nọkwa n'ọbara aka. N'ihi na esite n'ụbọchị nke taa wee kwuo ihe gbasara mmeso ọma ga-esi ebube dị ngọzi. Anyị agaghị ibu ịpụ ikwupụcha ha niile tupu anyị wee isi anyị wee na-aba n'ala. Ọ bụ ka ebere gị si wee dị. Ọ bụ ka ịhụnanya gị si wee dị. Ọ bụ ka ịma mma gị si wee dị n'ime ndụ ndị gị niile ezi ebube dị ngọzi anyị wee na-eto gị wee na-aja gị mma. Na-agọzi aha nsọ gị. Na-asị na onweghị ihe ọ bụla mmadụ dị ndụ pụrụ ime. Ọ bụ naanị gị bụ Chineke bụ onye na-achị. Chibu eze. Ihe anyị na-abụ ụmụ anyị, anyị wee na-adọ gị n'ụbọchị nketa ka ụmụ anyị bụ ụmụ gị na-ekpere gị ekpere wee na-aja gị mma, wee na-ebuli aha nsọ gị elu, wee na-arịọ gị nzọpụta gị amara gị n'ọmịiko gị. Onye nwe anyị na Chineke na ka iwebatara anyị ọsọ enyemaka, wee zọpụta anyị n'aka ajọ ihe, ka isi wee zọpụta abụrụ gị bụ Izrel n'aka ndị nọ n'obodo Ekwensu bụ Ijipt. Ị ga-etinye ndị nro Biafra niile n'ụzọ ihere ka ha bụ ndị kụnị ka ha wee busa ụmụ ha aga nna nke ebere. Akachi ha ga-aba ha ọnụ kwesịrị ebe ahụ ọnụ. Ha ga-egburute ụmụ ha nna nke ebere. Oke mma aga nke ha onwe ha wepụtara ka ha wee lee ụmụ gị n'iyi eze ebe dị ngọzi. Ha ga-eji nchedo etu a wee lee onwe ha n'iyi. N'ihi na ọ bụ naanị gị bụ Chineke na onye bụ ọka aka anyị na-akpọku aha nsọ. Ihe na nke anyị na-eme wusite n'ihi gị nna nke ebere. Anyị enweghị ikike agba anụ ahụ ka anyị bụ. Anụkpọ ahụ ka mmadụ dị ndụ bụ. Onweghị ihe anyị bụ n'ebe ị nọ. We have now commenced, I prayed in the language of heaven, the eldest language on the face of this very earth. In fact, I call it the language of the angels. As they are offering praise and worship to the Almighty in heaven, they are doing so in Igbo language. And as we have done it on this very earth, so also shall his kingdom come upon the land of Biafra. That his name may be praised forever. I am going to say a prayer, very brief. I wouldn't call it a prayer. In fact, I would call it a vow. It is a prayer, of course. A reassurance from the Almighty Elohim that is with us always. A prayer that my mother used to pray for me right from childhood. For me only. And I used to wonder why she would pray that. I was at boarding school, government college, Omaha. And any time she will come to visit me before she leaves, I will bow down my head and she will place her hand on my head and she will pray this prayer for me. I don't know why she will pray it for me, but now it has become very clear to me why she was doing so, especially now that she is no more. And so also is my father and a lot of other very dedicated dear friends who are today petitioning Elohim in the realm of the spirits to please have mercy upon those of us who are still alive. And Elohim said, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And he went on to say, "Behold, all of them that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, as they that strive with thee, or those that strive to those that fight against thee shall perish." In the book of Isaiah 41:10-11. These are the prayers that my mother used to pray, and now I now understand it. That is why the enemies of Biafra are falling down one after the other. Those who are alive are saying they have repented. They now see sense in what we are saying. Now I understand why Fulani bandits rose up to be destroying those of them in the, should I say, in the Sahelian part of the damnable zoological republic. It is here, it is a promise from God. All of them that rise against thee shall be put to shame, as their own bandits have put them to shame today, and they shall be confounded. They don't know what to do anymore. This is the word of God. They shall be confounded. And they that are at war with thee shall be as nothing. That is why even Kafurati or Kufurati, whatever the idiot's name is, he is also gone. He proscribed IPOB, but today is a day of praise and worship. I am going to play this very song because I love it very much, because my mother used to sing it and preach it to me, and because this day is a very special day, I am going to open up our proceedings with it. Praise and worship if you can dance. You know, I'm old school. I was a chorister in those days at our local church, St. Andrew's Anglican Church in those days, before Elohim, Chukwuka Biama, showed me the light. I love old school choruses. Old school. The one we used drum, that's old school, not all these guitar and piano. No. I mean, I'm from the old school. During the time for harvest or any festivities in those days in the church, when time comes for offering, that's when we enjoy it most, because of the choruses we're about to hear and the blessing that accompany it. May we commence this very evening. If you can dance, you're going to dance. If you want to sing, you will sing. Shout hallelujah to the Most High, Chukwukigadi Anapurumihaline. For only Him is worthy to be praised. Only God Almighty in heaven and no other is worthy to be praised. Because there is only one God. And that God is the one we bow before this very day. There are plenty of them. Listen. Yeah. I hope you people are dancing to this. This is old school. We shall praise the Lord, we shall praise God in His sanctuary, we shall praise Him in His mighty heavens, we shall praise Him for His mighty deeds, we shall praise Him according to His excellent virtues. We are not going to ever forget the praises. Now, before we read our very, should I say, verse of praise today, it is important that we, all of us, remind ourselves of the importance of what we are doing and why we must do it. Because the trumpet must sound, the trumpet must sound, and that very trumpet we are going to ensure it starts from this very day. That it starts from this very day. And in absolute silence, please, this was the same trumpet that the holy ones blew before the walls of Jericho came down. And this day we are blowing it, and I'm telling you, as this trumpet is sounding, anybody from Asorok that hears it is going to go deaf, dumb, and blind. Watch and listen for the news in the coming days. It's only if they shut their ears now. Because it comes with a warning. If you are not in the spirit and you're not holy enough, there is no way you can listen to this and survive it. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and hallelujah. That is the blowing of the trumpet. Is a wake-up call for everybody, regardless of where you are, to embrace the fact that only Chukwukikabia, my God Almighty in heaven, Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai, will be able to rescue us from the bondage that we have been thrown into by the forces of darkness. We are calling everybody to praise, to worship, to thank, and to bless the name of the Most High in heaven, not minding that this wasn't shared as widely as we had anticipated to be shared. All the same, people are dancing and rejoicing all over the world at this very precise moment. Therefore, we must continue. If you understand Urobo, you'll be able to understand it, but if you don't, because it's a song of praise to the Almighty, it is amazing, absolutely amazing, and in every language across Biafra land, we must worship the Most High.
Because you were away, they all get a man, they come here, all shall see remain. I'm born not as you were, make us the wire, just who I will see. Oh, I all get a man. Me get you in. Yeah, let me back. Make up the worry. On that, oh, for me. If we did not know make us the wire. In Nigeria, that's the one. Make us the wire. I want not ask the water. Make us the wire. Yes, who I want it. Oh, where your God are.
We praise the Almighty in heaven to remove us from the shame of the damnable Zoological Republic. We are offering only ceaseless praise and adoration to the Almighty in heaven. We are praising the Lord our God everywhere we are, because I remember when I was in detention, I said to him, we are going to praise you. I will worship your name before the congregation and the multitude of the living. And it is a very great pleasure for me today that we are doing exactly that. And we shall even do more when Biafra is restored. Therefore, with trumpets, as we have blown, we are going to praise him. We are going to praise him with the lute and the harp. We will praise Almighty in heaven with tambourine and dance. We shall praise him with strings and with pipe. We shall praise him with sounding cymbals. We shall praise him with loud clashing cymbals, because the hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. According to the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 23, that hour has come and we must worship our Lord and our God. We are worshiping Elohim in the Greek language, as we have done in Europe. Come on, that is not like this. Not certainly not.
Come on,
Lord God Almighty in heaven, Elohim must say we are using trumpets to worship him as he commanded. We are worshiping the one true God, the only entity that can restore Biafra, not man. Every praise and every adoration belongs to Lord God Almighty in heaven, who has so many names that we don't even know where to begin from. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of all the lords, the God of all the gods, the Lord of hosts. He is the Ancient of Days, as our forefathers called him, the Ancient of the Ancients. He is Father, he is Abba, he is Elohim, he is El Shaddai, he is Yahweh, he is Jehovah, he is Adonai, only him. The only one true God that we worship. He said we must come to his presence with praise and singing, that we must serve the Lord with gladness in our hearts and come into his presence with singing. exactly what we are doing today, that the world may know that we do not trust in any man, we do not trust in any arms, we do not trust in any might that we temporal mortals may possess. We only believe and trust in the might of the one true God in heaven. We must continue to praise and to worship Him. This is how we worship Him. Tell me why God will not listen tonight, or afternoon, or morning, depending on where you are. Tell me why Elohim will not listen and deliver His children. Impossible, because God has one witness. That witness is praise. When you praise Him in truth and honesty, anything you want, He does it for you. And we, dear friends, are doing so this very day all over the world. We are praising and worshiping Him, that His name may be glorified in the land of the living forever and ever. My goodness. This is how we worship Him. That's what we have. My goodness. If you're not dancing, there's something wrong with you. Something is wrong with you. For today, I am God's DJ, because we are praising and worshiping Him all over the world. Of course, why not? The Most High. There is nothing like this. Nothing. We shall praise You forever and ever. Forever and ever we shall praise the Almighty God in heaven. That generations that will come after us will say that their fathers worshipped the Almighty God in heaven, and because of that, they are came.
Whenever you see a step on the whole season of God, when you are discouraged, you fall in
love. We are praising God today all over the world. We are praising the Most High Elohim.
Whenever you see a step on the whole season of God, when you are discouraged,
We are praising the Most High Elohim, and I will read from the Book of Psalms 95:1-6. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are also his. The sea is his. For he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. That is why we must praise him always and ceaselessly, as we are doing tonight all over the world. Tell me why the affair will not come. This is something the Janjaweed doesn't have. They don't have this. No other people have this apart from us. I challenge anybody to tell me if any other race on this earth has this type of thing that we have. Can you see the way we worship Elohim? No other people.
I'm going to be a little bit of a
The spirit will come down, must come down in the land of Biafra. For that is what we deserve, and that's what we are going to get. Because according to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 15, through him, then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God Almighty in heaven. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Anytime you pronounce the name of the God Almighty that we have in heaven, the one we are praising tonight, the blessings of heaven shall come upon thee. What we are doing today hasn't been done ever before. It hasn't been done in the history of the pursuit of the restoration of Biafra. What we are doing is handing over our land this very day through songs of praise and thanksgiving to the Almighty in heaven, that his will may be done upon our lives. The same way that they marched round the wall of Jericho and it fell, the same way they blew the trumpet, the same trumpet that Elohim asked us to use to worship him, the same way that very trumpet was blown and everything came apart, is how we recreate that very piece of quintessential history this very day by blowing the same horn of rams, that same trumpet, that the walls of the damnable zoological republic may crumble and that the mercy of God may locate all of us, that his light may once again shine upon his children, that his grace and his mercy may abound in us, that this very land of Biafra that is coming may be offered up as sacrifice unto his holy name, that every generation after every generation, those that will come after us will say that our fathers called upon the name of the Lord God Almighty in heaven, and he answered their prayers. And for that very reason and reason alone, they too shall worship the God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Jericho came crashing down the way that the foundations of the damnable zoological republic is shaking and crumbling tonight. We are in songs of praise. We are worshiping our Lord and our God unashamedly. Let the word of the Savior dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God Almighty. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Today we are praising the Almighty. We continue to blow the trumpet. The walls of the zoo is crumbling. And by the end of this very program this evening, whatever there is left of the zoo will no longer exist. When would you answer? We are dying. He's getting us tonight, this afternoon, this evening, wherever we are. The MMD is getting us, and the Afra is here. If you're not dancing, there is something wrong with you. Even if you have arthritis, get up and dance. And honor Elohim. Me, I'm dancing on. There is no other place on this earth where this rich array of sound exists only in Jaffa. Nowhere else on this earth. You will answer us tonight. Even if you don't know how to dance, because even if you don't know how to dance, you must dance to Elohim. Chukotikabiana. Tamono. Abasimbo. Where is that? Elohim, Elohim, how do you think David managed to conquer the feelings of God Almighty? Only praise. That's all David did. Praise. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in the land of Biafra as it is in heaven. I'm going to go to the hospital. That is who we are. That is the way we worship the Most High Elohim, ceaselessly, always, and without fail, as our ancients did. In the morning, they will come out to pour libation. That libation is actually prayer. That is exactly what we are doing today, what we are replicating all over the world, to give praise to Lord God Almighty, as He acknowledged us in the book of Psalm 100, verse 4, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. That is exactly what we are doing. We are blessing the name of the Most High Elohim. We are not preaching that very gospel today. We are just offering thanks and praise for all He has done for us in the past and will continue to do for us. For we must give Him this praise to make Him understand that Biafra belongs to Him. We are handing it over to Him. It has always been His. We are mere mortals. We are nothing without Him. And today we are reaffirming that in this series of songs and praise to the Almighty in heaven. Absolutely. And Elohim will execute judgment upon our enemies. That is the essence of praise and worship. If you can see, there is no manner of thing that David was not associated with, but David had the key to God's heart. He knew how to praise God in truth and in every honesty. And all his prayers were answered. And it isn't very, funny that he's the only king that is remembered so fondly out of all the kings of Israel. Because he was very close to God, and God loved him immensely. And he praised and worshipped him. And that is why today even his standard, his star adorns the flag of the modern state of Israel. That is why we must be diligent in our pursuit of that which is right before God in heaven and man on this very earth. That this Biafra may come to his glory and his glory alone. Biafra will come not to the glory of man, because man had nothing to do with it. It will come to the glory of God Almighty in heaven. This is for those who are born in America, the Indomie generation. This is for them, because we don't want to let them, we don't want them to feel left out.
In God, no day Christ heard, one lonely and a man. In God, no day my soul, a mighty and a man. In God, no day my soul, one only and a man. In God, no day my soul, for my love, my love. I'm not
there is no God with us, can you tell me what the Janjaweed could have done with us? By now would have been gone. Therefore, we call upon the same God Almighty in heaven that saved his children in times gone by to come down to this very earth to save his children once again. That time has come, and the walls of Jericho will crumble tonight. In this case, the walls around Azeroth will crumble, that the Janjaweed may know that we worship the one true God Almighty in heaven. If you are not dancing, there is something wrong with you. And I want to see the videos of people who dance this very song. I want to see the videos of people. You must get your mother, your father, your sister, your uncle to record you. I want to see people dancing to this very song. Beautiful song of praise. As you are dancing, get somebody to make sure you are recorded, some of you. We want to see how you move to this. It's to the God Almighty in heaven that we are dancing to and not man itself. I remember we are told, of course, we read in the Holy Book how the King of Israel, then David, will come out and dance in public joyfully to the glory of the Most High Elohim. We are praising because we must praise him. According to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 19, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart. That is exactly what we are doing today. That is exactly what we are doing today. And Elohim is with us. I'm going to go to the house. You got to finish doing it very well. I'll finish the video. Oh, my goodness. Today has been very, very amazing. All the earth will worship thee as we, dear friends, are worshiping and praising your name today. And we shall sing praises ceaselessly unto your holy name. Unto your holy name we shall sing to your name forever and ever. We shall sing to your holy name. We must praise Jukotika Biama. I am like a DJ. DJ for Jukotika Biama this evening. I will play this this is Hakot White, which some people may not be able to understand. This is for those of us who are very old. There'll be joy when Biafra is announced and is free.
There will be joy on that day when our Lord Jesus Christ will come. So brothers and sisters, keep up your faith. Wait upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
Joy, hallelujah, joy, hallelujah, joy.
We have almost come to the end of our praise and worship this very day that Chukwukika Biama has made that his name must be worshipped.
Jerusalem, we call your name.
Tell me why God will not come down from heaven. Hallelujah. 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 We are here today to praise Elohim, and that is exactly what we are doing relentlessly and ceaselessly, as it's supposed to be, as it is supposed to be. My goodness, he has done it again for us. As he saved our forefathers from the ravages of Gentilism, so shall this generation experience the mercy of the Lord God Almighty in heaven. I have received a little video to my inbox about those dancing to this glorious song, to the praise of Almighty Heaven. There are 2 piano to be praised.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, my God, from my heart. Once again, he has done it. He has set his children free. I think that may even be the sweetest we've played so far. Is filled with your praise and with your glory all day long. We must come before your presence, O Lord God in heaven. With thanksgiving, we must praise thee. We must shout joyfully unto you with your songs and praise, that all glory may belong to thee and not to any man, forever and ever. We must continue this very evening. I think we are drawing very, very close. I want to close. The people are saying no, that I'll see their videos. If I have not seen some of your videos, there is no inspiration to continue. It is very, very important that you please try and send those in. Try and send them in. Very, very important that you do so. We are praising the Most High Elohim to put a Gabiama Pruminhanine on this very day. Please, wherever you are, it is not our normal broadcast. It is not our normal broadcast. We are offering songs of praise to the Most High. Let us see if we can, at least, even if it is for those who are blessed in the new generation, we must find something for them. We must find something for them, please. We must find something for them and with them, because they are the future generation. So we are going to play the type of song that they like to bring this to an end, to bring it to an end. People are sending audio. Well, it's not audio. I want to see your videos. I don't know if Madame Okafor, our women leader in the U.S., I don't know if I cannot see. I saw one, Dr. Nelly Ofebu from California. I saw her own. I saw Ikechukwu's own. I don't know. It's downloading. I don't know if our woman leader in the USA, Madame Okafor, is also in the rhythm as well. That is what I would like to see. This is for those who are of a later generation, those who are looking up to make sure that things happen right, even Castro himself also, all the way in Israel, is also part of what we are doing. Wonderful. This is for that generation I'm talking about.
Sing this song to the Lord. Let this be your song of this year to the Lord. Open up our hearts to the Lord.
I love you forever. I love you forever.
I love you forever, Lord.
You say,
we love God Almighty in heaven, with all our heart, our might, and our being.
If you love the Lord, come on, say,
I love you.
We love thee.
Everybody sing, I love you. It's too easy not to sing. Yeah. Love you.
We love thee forever.
I may not get it right today, but I love you.
Because we are human beings, we are fallible. We make mistakes and we are not perfect. No mortal flesh is perfect. But we love thee, O Elohim. Because you are God and you are Almighty. And forever these your children, this generation, this IPOB shall always adore thee. Because without thee we are nothing. Hallelujah. Forever and ever.
Come on, say, we'll
watch it forever. You're mine. And his blessing shall be upon all of you. The children of light.
We give glory to God.
Victory, Lord Israel. We give glory to God.
Glory to God.
Forever and ever. Forever and ever. I cannot see the vision of some American model. From where the team is here, from Mumbai, Sama, Chuka, I have not seen any video. Not even from my own secretary, I have not seen anything. Are you not dancing to God Almighty? Is nature not dancing? I know that my younger brother doesn't dance, thinks it. Even he's going to dance, can't hunter will dance. We want to see what the glory of God is in upon our lives. Dr. Trina is dancing to the glory of God all the way from Texas. Give glory to God. I don't know if Castor Kuma is standing up for dancing, and I'm confused. I don't know what he's doing, but I believe he's dancing. We lift your name up. We are worshiping Almighty God in heaven. We don't worship idols. The same God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob. The same God of Moses, the same God of Joshua, the same God of David, of Solomon, the same God of Nehemiah, the same God of Samuel, the same God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the same God of Eli, the same God of Israel, who can. We want more. More blessing from God Almighty. More blessing.
I love you.
Of course, forever and ever. Our God is merciful. As my father will say, that the blessing of God has no overdose. No overdose. We want more and more of it. That your blessing may be upon your children, may be upon your own behalf. Because you are God. We love you. That is why we have worshipped. That is why we have praised thee. And that is why the walls of Jericho is coming. And it will come. That Biafra may come and the world will know you are God Almighty in heaven. That thing they thought was impossible will become possible in our time. To your glory, O Heavenly Father, in heaven. As we have come to the end of this praise and worship, very unique. More and more videos are coming in, and during our next broadcast, I'm going to mention the names of those. As I said, there are some of you, I have not seen you here. If you have not made a video, you might as well go and make one, because I want to see how you are dancing to the glory of God Almighty in heaven. There is something that I have to do today that I have not done, or should I say, I have not given due prominence in the past. I am going to pray to bless dear friends all over the world. Just keep those videos coming in, please. I am going to pray to bless dear friends all over the world right now, this very minute. For the Lord shall bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And may Biafra come in your time, that you may testify to the goodness of the Lord God Almighty. In heaven. He said, even our sister, Madam Oyibo, is also in the groove, is in the spirit and in the groove. All of you, you are blessed. You are the children of the Most High. And the walls have come down tonight. And as we are commanded to do, so are we going to do once again. We are going to blow the trumpet, and the walls of Jericho will crumble, the walls of Asarok will crumble. Whoever listens to this very trumpet inside Asarok will go deaf. Thank you.
Thank you.